Welcome to Unbreakable Latina. Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on, or if you're watching on YouTube, thank you guys so much for watching. It's been a long time since I've done a video podcast. I can't even remember the last time that I have, so I feel nervous like it's my first time. And it takes so long to set up. That's the reason why I hadn't done a video podcast, just because it's really time consuming and I've been on the go. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I've been living my life this 2024 and I haven't stopped. So today I decided, you know what? Me voy a pintar, me voy a hacer mi pelito y I'm going to record a video podcast. I'm actually doing two podcasts today. I'm doing this one and Angela is coming over to record in a bit. So that way I stay ahead. And I don't know if we're going to do a video podcast. Depends how I'm feeling after I finish this one. But anyways, I missed you guys so much. Last week, I took the weekend off. I was in Palm Springs for Angela's birthday. We celebrated. We were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I was pretty tired the whole week. Your girl can't hang anymore. I'm 34 now. I can't even believe I'm 34. But yes, I'm 34. And I've just been busy. And very on the go. What else have I done? Well, we celebrated Angela's birthday. We hung out by the pool. I got really tan. And not like a good tan. Well, let me rewind. So in Mexico, cuando fui a Oaxaca, I got this horrible tan when we were at the pyramids because I had like a tank top. So now it looks like I'm still wearing a shirt. And then I went to Palm Springs and I was like, I'm going to wear like pure like tube top bikinis because I wanted to even it out, but I wasn't in the sun as long as I should have roasted in the sun. So now I'm uneven, so catch me at the beach trying to even this tan because I look funny. This Friday, Angela and I went to First Fridays. It's by I Love Micheladas, a michelada brand. It's called First Fridays, I believe. Don't quote me. I'll link them in my description. But anyways, it's this event that they host like banda and they sell their micheladas and they have DJs. And I've been wanting to go for a long time. And I finally was like, you know what? Let's go. And some of my friends couldn't go, but Angela was like, yeah, I'm down. Let's go. So we went. We left pretty late because I got off work and I was really tired. And then I got ready. And then we went to eat In-N-Out before we left because I didn't want to be hangry. But the parking situation, you know how LA is. It's always a mission. So we finally found parking. We got to the venue. It's like an outdoor venue. It's called La Plaza de Artes, I think. Right by Placita Olvera. There's a long line. Everybody was pre-gaming. Everyone was super nice. And we just had a grand old time. Like, I wish we would have got there earlier because La Banda started early. And by the time we got there, we saw like the last 3-4 songs. And then we were in line for our Michis. But the DJs were good. It was popping. So if you haven't gone, I think I'm planning on going next month. If I don't have anything to do and people are down, I'm planning to go. I also have been working on creating events for the Amigui Social Club, which I'm really proud of. And also very overwhelmed because it's a lot of planning. It's a lot of like, you know, just gathering things, making flyers, making posts. Like I'm adding more work than I already have, but it's been so rewarding to meet with people and like meet with other amiguis that are seeking friendship. And one of the girls, her name's Karina, she helped me out set up a Quakes game. So we're doing a Quakes game, which is the minor league of the Dodgers here in Rancho Cucamonga, where I live. I don't live in Rancho, but in the IE where I live. And I haven't been to a Quakes game in so long. This year, I haven't been to a baseball game, but that's going to be my first one. And I'm hoping that it goes well because I really want to do like a Dodger game, like to an actual stadium. I don't know, like take a party bus or something because I hate driving over there. I don't want to drive. Like, that's a thing. Like, a lot of people ask me, oh, why don't you go to LA or why don't you do meetups in LA? That's because I don't like driving over there. Driving over there is not bad. It's the drive back. The drive back, I'm tired. I just want to get home. So that's why I stay in like Orange County or in the IE because it's just easier and more convenient for me. But I do want to do an Amigui Social Club meetup at the Dodger game. So the Quakes game is kind of like a test drive. All the tickets sold out within like a week, not even a week. No, it wasn't a week. It was like 3 days. So, originally I had gone in, how many tickets? 30. And then I added two more rows. So I think we have 36 in total. So 36 people are attending the game. I thought 36 was a good number. We'll see how it goes. If it goes well, there'll be more games. It's baseball season. So I'm really excited. It's Thirsty Thursdays, a night out with the girls. And I don't know, maybe we make a thing out of it. And I also want to do an Orange County walk. I'm thinking not this weekend, but the following weekend. I believe it's May 19th. So if you live in Orange County and you want to join the Amigi Social Club, we're gonna do a not a walk, a hike. Because last time we called it a hot girl walk and people were like, this is not a walk, it's a hike. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna call it a hike next time, hot girl hike, because I don't want people to be mad about the fact that it was more of a hike. I do Mount Rubidoux all the time, so that's where I did the hot girl walk. So to me, it's like, oh, vamos a caminar la montaña. But I guess if you're not familiar with it, it is pretty steep. I mean, I'm out of breath when I go up, but it is kind of a hike, and I take the easier route. But the first like mile and a half, it's kind of challenging if you're not used to it. But for me, since I go often, I still get out of breath, but it was a little easier. So therefore, no more hot girl walks unless it's truly a walk. I'm gonna call it a hike. So I've been booked and busy. Work's been crazy, and I've been feeling very like I cannot wait to quit my job. I always say that, but it's getting like to the point where I'm like, wow, I'm holding my this job is holding me back from my dreams, my hopes and dreams. This year, I looked at my vision board and I really have completed almost everything on my vision board, which I'm really proud of. And I know I've talked about this previously that I used to not believe in vision boards, but now I'm a true believer in like manifesting. So I believe like now that it's like half of the year, I'm gonna create another one just because I don't know. I have more goals, I have more hopes and dreams, and I want them to come true. So if you haven't started a vision board, it's never too late. I know it's like kind of people do it at the beginning of the year to, set your intentions for the year and your goals, but you could do it at any time and they will come true. It's so weird, or I don't know if that just motivates you more to push yourself more, or truly it's like manifestation. No sé, pero háganlo. Tell me how it goes because, have a little girls' night. If not, do it alone. Maybe like I'll do an event like that with the Amigi Social Club where we're all like bring our laptops and do. I like doing them on Canva because I'm lazy to like cut papers, so I just go on Pinterest and find pictures, and then that's how I do it. And I put it as my background of my desktop, so every time I open my laptop, I see it. But the other day, I opened it and I was really staring at it. I was like, wow, like almost everything except like two things I haven't completed. I've been very consistent working out and just going. I put like going to an event, creating community, and I've done all that, and I'm really proud of it. So everything's going good on my end. I hope you guys are all doing well. This week though, I don't know why. I think I was just tired. I think when you're tired, you're stressed out, like your job is stressing you out. Sometimes you just get emotional. Also, as women, our hormones are up and down. So I got super emotional on Thursday. There was like a TikTok sound. I forgot what it is. It's like a girl humming. And people are putting, like, I forget that my mom was just a girl or something. And then I was thinking, like, how could I create this? Like, I look at trends and I'm like, how could I make it cater it to my audience or to my type of content that I create? So I thought about it and I was just looking at videos on my phone and I stumbled across this picture of my dad and I. And it was at my graduation, at my college graduation. And I realized that that's one of the last pictures I took, if not the last, but one of the last, like just me and him. And it made me really sad. And with the sound playing in the background, so I put it like on TikTok. If you're not familiar with TikTok, you like use an audio and then you could put pictures or video or whatever it is that you want to create with that sound. So I put the picture and that sound carry playing. And if you haven't seen it, it's on my TikTok. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina. But the sound and the picture just got me like really teary-eyed, and I was on my way out of work when I was creating this. Like, I'm literally like taking the elevator down and creating it, and it just overwhelming with emotion because I realized that that is one of the last pictures that I took with my dad on my own. I have a few others like at my graduation party and like maybe a dinner that I had with my siblings and my mom. It was like my mom's birthday. After that, we never had another picture together. And I just got overwhelmed with emotion of the fact that I didn't know at that moment when we took that picture that that was going to be one of the last pictures I have with my dad. I mean, I don't know if in the future I will have another one, but if you're new here, I chose to go no contact with my dad about, how long has it been? So I've been living here like 5 or 6 years, something like that. Yeah, before the pandemic. So it's been 4 years of the pandemic. I want to say 5 going on 6, something like that. When my parents split and they sold their home, that's the last time I talked to my dad. And when I say talk, it was very like short. And it made me really like sad that I was looking through pictures after that and just saying like, wow, like that was the last time we went out as a family to have lunch or dinner for my mom's birthday. That was the last Christmas that we celebrated all together. And although like some memories of our last holidays and stuff were not that great because there was always be like a fight or like a disagreement or he'd be like on the other side or outside and not spending time with the family, it made me sad that that was the last time and I didn't think it was gonna be the last time. Oh, not me crying again. And then I started looking at, I was just looking through memory lane and I was like, damn, I'm never gonna have that ever again. Like, realistically, there could be like, you know, a miracle happens and he comes back into my life and then we could have dinner again as a family. But, you know, it's been a lot of years and 5 years might not seem like a lot, but a lot has happened in 5 years. And looking at pictures of just like getting older and how I used to look and how my mom used to look, my sister, my brother, and just our faces changing and how I realized like, oh my gosh, we're getting older. You know, time just flies and you don't think about it. It just made me very emotional. Made me, I was walking out of work and I was crossing the street and I'm like crying. Okay. Like como si alguien me había quebrado el corazón. And I cry all the time, like, soy chillona y me vale, okay? Yo soy llorona. If I see a video and on TikTok and it's like a family reuniting that they haven't seen each other for a long time or like a surprise party or someone healing their inner, anything makes me cry. Pero no así como like una tear or whatever, but not like a, I haven't cried like, you know, like a heartbroken cry and that, I couldn't stop. I could not stop. And I thought to myself, this would be a great content. I'm not even lying. I was like, no, it wasn't like exactly like that. But I'm like, now I know why people record themselves crying. Because it's just like, you don't want, you're your only person. Like if you're sitting there crying by yourself, you're like, damn, like I could talk about this in a video. But at first I thought it was kind of funny. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm becoming that content creator that's like, hold on, hold the tears, let me record myself. But at the same time, it's like, wow, because it was a strong message, que no sé, de un día, like, I wasn't even thinking about anything, and then one thing led to the other, and I started thinking of all those things, and I got really emotional. So my whole way home, my drive from work is like 20 to 25 minutes. I was sobbing, okay? I didn't even put on the radio because I couldn't hear anything. Like, I was just, like, thinking and, like, I put my sunglasses on and just tears were falling. So I got home, I parked, and then I recorded this video. And I didn't realize at the moment that I made it sound like my dad had passed away. My dad has not passed away. It's just that I don't have contact with him. And I just got in my feels and I started feeling like, why do I feel so emotional about it? Because I often talk about this. It's not something that I just keep to myself. And I realized that it's just because, like, you know, you're human and you get to feel, and I feel all the feels, and it's very good to cry. I got a little like tiny headache after like crying and like getting home, but it felt good to release that. I felt like something just, I needed that release, and that was like the moment that triggered that release. So I sat there and I recorded a video and I just said, like, you know, I was looking at all the pictures. I realized that was the last picture I took of my dad. And then I realized that life is short and the years just fly. You don't realize that that's the last time that you're going to be with somebody. Like, there could be, like, conflict or death. Death can happen, too. And you don't realize that that's the last time that you're going to see somebody. Or that's the last memory that you're going to have of them. And it made me sad. Like, I got, like, ugh. I was a wreck, okay? My period's coming, too. So I blamed it on that. But also, like, after posting it, it was a very vulnerable moment. But then after, I was, like, cringe. Like, why did I post that? And people are like, oh my God, did your dad pass away? And I felt bad because I didn't really clarify. And I just assumed that everybody knows my life story because I'm famousness. No, I'm just kidding. But I really, like, didn't think about the message. But when I listened to it again, I'm like, oh my God, you're making it sound like someone passed away. But it just, like, it was just a life lesson, a life reminder that life is short. And, you know, appreciate what you have when you have it, because you don't know when it's going to get taken away from you, either by death, by conflict, or just, like, disagreements. Things can change overnight. And it felt really good to cry. After I cried, I came home. Well, I walked inside my house. And I took off my makeup. Got ready for Pilates. And I really, really didn't want to go to Pilates. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm all swollen. De estar toda chillona. My nose is all red and runny. I made myself go because I said, I'm not losing $28 today. I'm chillona and I'm cheap. But I just thought to myself, what are you going to do, rot in your bed and, like, be sad about your life, or be thankful for the life that you have and the fact that you've been through so much? And it doesn't matter what you've been through. You know, you always find the best in life and you try to make the best out of it. So therefore, I said, you know what? It's valid to feel my emotions, but also go get your workout in, girl. Like, it's not an excuse to just, like, lay down and just cry and feel sorry for yourself. So I posted the video right when I got to Pilates, and when I come out, like, all these messages, people were like, are you okay? Oh my God. People were texting me, and I mean, I cry all the time on the podcast. Guess they don't listen. But no, I'm just kidding. A lot of people were concerned. They're like, are you okay? Like, it was a very vulnerable post, but you know what? Like, one thing about me is that I've kept it real since I started, and I'm human. Baddies have saddy days too, and saddy moments, and it's okay to feel your emotions. And I think that a lot of people grow up and they think that crying is weakness. And I used to think that too. I used to be very like, oh, I don't want to cry in front of people because they're going to think like I'm weak or blah, blah, blah. Or like when I'm angry, I cry. But I cry because that's just how I express my emotions. Soy chillona, soy chingona, y ni modo, así es. That's how I am. And after I felt a sense of peace, of release, I didn't feel like my shoulders were so heavy. No tenía así como tanto estrés. And I have been really like, I don't want to say I'm stressed, but I've been, yeah, I guess you could say I'm stressed. Like, in stressful situations, right? I've been very like, my job is like asking a lot of me. And not only that, like, I have all these things on my plate. So maybe my body was just like, you need to release some of these emotions, girl, that you've been keeping in there, because I have a lot of peace right now. Although there is stress, there's a lot of peace. And when you have peace, you don't find nothing to cry about. Like, I have nobody's crusty, dusty son stressing me out. I'm not dating. Like, I'm having fun. I'm making memories. And I've just been living my life. So I've been very happy, but I have been in stressful situations where I feel like I needed to regulate my emotions. That's why I wanted to do this episode on reminding you that it's okay to be chillona, you're still a chingona, and if you are a man that cries, that's so hot. I love when men cry. No, I just think it's so powerful to be able to feel your emotions, and just like, there's so many people who are trained to not cry. Oh, no llores porque blah blah blah. Oh, no llores porque van a pensar la gente that you're weak or whatever. I remember an ex-boyfriend of mine told me, I'm so jealous of you. And I said, why? He's like, because you could cry on cue. And I said, you could cry too. He's like, no, I can't, I've tried. And then I realized that some people can't cry. Be proud that you're able to express your emotions. So I was like, let me get into it and let me read about being a chillona. So let me tell you facts about why crying is good. Crying is a natural response humans have to a range of emotions. Possible benefits of crying include self-soothing, relieving pain and stress, enhancing mood, and more. So why do people cry? Crying also allows you to get support from others. So when you cry, le das sentimiento a alguien más, and you get attention. So next time that, you know, things are going wrong, just cry and get some attention. I'm just kidding, but it does help you get support. Or maybe like you're having an argument with someone and then you start crying and they're like, why are you crying? Then they take you a little more seriously. Like, oh wow, that I said hurt this person, or this really means a lot to them. Because I feel like sometimes people think that crying is bad, but it could help you gain support from someone else that doesn't realize that they're hurting your feelings or they did something that makes you upset. It also helps relieve pain. Shedding emotional tears releases oxytocin and endorphins, which these chemicals are chemicals that allow people to feel good. So it may ease physical and emotional pain. So crying can reduce pain and promote a sense of well-being. It enhances your mood. Crying can help lift people's spirits and make them feel better. So sometimes you need a good cry y luego te sientes mejor because you're regulating all those emotions. Culturally, we've been taught to not cry because crying is a sign of weakness. And even like when there's men that cry, people make fun of them. Oh, pareces vieja, or you're like a woman. And I think that we need to change that narrative, because I believe that a lot of people suppress their emotions because they don't want to appear weak. But crying has nothing to do with being manly enough, or for being tough, or for being a strong woman or a strong man. It has nothing to do with that. If anything, it should be seen as a form of strength, of someone that can feel their emotions and someone that's able to feel when, you know, there's happy tears or there's angry tears. Because a lot of people just keep it inside. Crying is beneficial for your mental health because it helps you release that stress, release that anger, release that sadness. And then you feel like a sense of like, okay, I feel better, and let's go conquer the world. Because that's how I felt. I felt like, okay, ya lloré, ya me siento mejor, and let's get this shit done. So next time that someone tries to shame you for crying, don't listen. If you need to cry it out, cry it out. If you just need a good cry, like, watch a sad movie. Sometimes when I watch sad movies, I'm like, okay, like, I needed that cry. Now I feel so much better. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Like, I enjoyed recording for you guys. Basically, it's an episode about me being a chillona, pero a chingona. And I hope that you find comfort in the fact that you're not alone. And a lot of us, you know, baddies have sad days too, and it's okay to have a sad day. It doesn't mean that it's a bad life. Maybe it's just a bad day, or maybe you just need to regulate your emotions. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina on TikTok and on Instagram. And I still have merch. So if you guys are interested in merch, go to www.unbreakablelatina.com. And if you want to message me that you placed an order, I'll throw in a free sticker bundle. So if you place an order for a beanie or a tote bag, I will throw in a free sticker bundle, so you could put it on your Hydro Flask, on your Stanleys. Do people still do Stanleys? Or on your Yetis, or en tu carro, donde quieras, amiguis. I hope you guys have a great, amazing week, and have a little drinky drink for Cinco de Drinco. I'm gonna make myself some palomas because I love palomas. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. I'm not the only one.